St. John the Evangelist has a vision of what must take place in time to come, in order that all things on earth be restored to Christ the Lord. His vision is a vision of perpetual adoration. The people of God go before the Lamb on the throne day and night without pause, in unceasing adoration and thanksgiving. All the angels cry out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor, glory, and praise." In other words, Jesus deserves unceasing adoration for all he has done for our salvation. Because he has done so much for us, he is worthy of perpetual adoration. All that is needed to have perpetual adoration in a parish is for each one of us to be willing to spend just 1 hour each week with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, so that all the hours of the day and night can be organized in such a way that each hour is covered with at least one person with Jesus at all times. Anyone may choose any hour of the day or night, and whatever hour one may choose to be with Jesus, morning, noon, evening, or night, is the most pleasing to him. But in order to have perpetual adoration, the hour that you are most needed would be one of the night hours, between midnight and 6 in the morning. Because it requires a sacrifice for anyone to get up once a week in the middle of the night to be with Jesus for 1 hour, these are the most difficult hours to cover. The best reason and motive for anyone to be willing to make this sacrifice is that Jesus deserves it. This is the meaning of the words in Scripture, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor, glory, and praise." The symbol of the Lamb represents the sacrificial presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The Lamb is Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus deserves our sacrifice because through his perfect sacrifice on the cross, we have the gift of the Holy Eucharist. Good Friday follows Holy Thursday because Good Friday is the price that Jesus paid so that we may have divine and immortal life in him in the new and everlasting covenant of the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist flows from our Lord's Passion. Jesus poured out his very last drop of blood on the cross so that he may fill us with his divine love each time we receive him in Holy Communion. Like wheat, which is beaten, broken, and crushed before it becomes bread, Jesus was willing to be beaten, broken, and crushed in his passion so that he may become for us the living bread come down from heaven. For he said, "The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." This is why, when the priest says to you in Holy Communion, "The body of Christ," the full meaning is Jesus saying to you, "All that I have and all that I am, I give to you." St. Augustine says of the Eucharist, "Although God is all-powerful, he is unable to give more. Though supremely wise, he knows not how to give more. Though vastly rich, he has not more to give. Sacrifice is the language of love. On the cross, Jesus demonstrated how much he loves us. He gave up his body on the cross that he may give his body to us in Holy Communion. By being willing to make a sacrifice to keep Jesus company for 1 hour in the middle of the night, we demonstrate how much we love him in the Blessed Sacrament and how grateful we are for the price he paid for giving us the gift of himself. St. Francis of Assisi says of the Blessed Sacrament, "Love is not loved, and love is repaid by love alone." The message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to you is, behold this heart that has loved men so much and yet is so little loved in return. I thirst with such a terrible thirst to be loved by you in the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament is the Sacred Heart of Jesus living in our midst today, sacred in his divinity, sacred in his humanity. His heart is the most sensitive and appreciative of all hearts. The Blessed Sacrament is the infinite desire of Jesus to love and to be loved. This desire makes him vulnerable, capable of being wounded by man's indifference and ingratitude, capable of being consoled and delighted by man's response. This divine vulnerability of the humanity of Jesus makes him infinitely lovable, for it teaches us that he is not indifferent to our love, but rather your love is meaningful to him, so meaningful that he yearns for it. Like one who searches for an oasis in a desert, Jesus searches for love in a cold world. Your sacrifice satisfies his thirst to be loved and makes you the oasis of his heart. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, only one came back to give him thanks for the miracle of a clean body. Jesus said, "Were not all 10 made whole? Where are the other 9? Every Sunday, Jesus performs a far greater miracle for us. In spite of the fact that Jesus asked us to give thanks for this great gift by coming back during the week and visiting him in the Blessed Sacrament, only a very few do. Your sacrifice will make up for the ingratitude of the other 9, for the many who never think of visiting him at all." After the Last Supper, Jesus went to the garden to pray. As he began to pray, he started to sweat blood because he realized that the gift of the Holy Eucharist that he had just given to mankind on Holy Thursday night would be appreciated by so few and rejected by so many. He saw down through the ages. He saw how many would walk away from his Eucharistic love and not even bother to come to Mass. He saw where in the many tabernacles of the world he would be left alone and forgotten. He saw how few would believe in his real presence, and fewer still would respond to his appeal to be loved day and night in the Blessed Sacrament. He saw how most people would live their lives as if he were not here. Scripture says that his heart was filled with sorrow to the point of death. Rejection broke his heart. He looked for one that would comfort him, but found none. He called on his apostles to comfort him, but they preferred to sleep because it was in the middle of the night. Today, Jesus calls to you in the middle of the night. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? In the garden, Jesus saw each time you would make a sacrifice to answer to his call by getting up in the middle of the night to keep him company for 1 hour in the Blessed Sacrament. When Jesus saw your sacrifice before him in the garden, he was greatly consoled, because he knew then that his love would be returned, for he was about to make for us the greatest sacrifice of all, whereby he said, "Greater love than this no man has, than to lay down his life for his friends." There is no sacrifice that can compare to the sacrifice that Jesus makes for us in the Blessed Sacrament. But every sacrifice that we are willing to make for love of him, by being willing to spend 1 hour a week in the middle of the night, comforts and consoles his heart for those who do not know him or love him, and wins countless graces for the whole world to return to him who said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." On the cross, Jesus was lifted up in hatred. Those who are willing to make a sacrifice by keeping him company in the middle of the night, lift him up in love. Those willing to make a sacrifice draw down upon the whole human race all the graces he won for us on Calvary. This is why Mother Teresa of Calcutta says that perpetual adoration needs a great push in parishes, because this is what will save the world. St. Peter Julian Aymer said the same thing when he stated, "Today, perpetual adoration with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament is the grace and the need of our time. Society will be restored and renewed when all its members group themselves around our Emmanuel." This is why Pope John Paul II, in calling us for unceasing adoration, asks us to be ready to sacrifice, that we may make reparation for the great evils of the world. Evil must be overcome with good. Greater evil must be overcome with greater good. The extraordinary evils of the world today must be overcome with the extraordinary good of perpetual adoration of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Your sacrifice of spending 1 hour each week in the middle of the night will repair for the evils of the world and open up the floodgates of God's merciful love and infinite goodness upon all mankind. Countless men throughout the ages have made many sacrifices to go to war. How few men are willing to make even a small sacrifice in order to bring about peace? There has never been a weak army that has ever won a battle against a stronger one. Evil prevails throughout the world today because those who are against God are willing to make more sacrifices than those who are for God. There is a spiritual warfare going on today between good and evil. This is the greatest war in the history of humanity, because the destiny of the church and the world are in the balance. There is a spiritual red alert. Who will awake from the complacency of indifference and become a soldier of Christ, a prayer warrior for peace? Who will be a man of God and take up the spiritual arms of prayer and sacrifice? Stir into flame the gift God has bestowed upon you. The spirit God has given us is no cowardly spirit, but rather one that makes us strong. Who will answer the appeal of Christ, who calls out in the middle of the night, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" The very life of Pope John Paul II provides great inspiration for all of us to be willing to spend 1 hour once a week in the middle of the night with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Not only does the Pope spend 1 hour with Jesus in the middle of the night, very often the Pope spends the entire night laying prostrate in prayer in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The Pope states that Scripture reminds us that Jesus himself frequently spent the whole night in prayer. Therefore, let us be generous with our time in going to meet him. The Holy Eucharist is the sacrament of God's infinite generosity towards man. Whenever we are generous with God, he is 10 times more generous towards us, our family, and our loved ones. This is why Jesus said, "Listen carefully to what you hear. By the measure you give, you shall receive, and more besides." God cannot be outdone in generosity. Scripture says, "Anyone who sows generously will reap generously." Those who are generous in their response by being willing to keep Jesus company for 1 hour in the middle of the night will be blessed 100 times more by God. Those who are generous by being willing to make a sacrifice in taking one of the most difficult hours are the ones who will bring down God's blessings upon the earth like rain that pours forth from heavens. Those who are willing to come out and meet Jesus in the middle of the night are the very ones who will bring about the new day for all mankind, when there will be no more night, in fulfillment of the promise of Jesus to establish his reign of love throughout the world. For he says, I will reign through the omnipotent, all-powerful love of my Eucharistic heart. I will reign in every heart, in every home, in every country throughout the entire world. In the decree on the apostolate of lay people, in the documents of the Second Vatican Council, it says, we should remember that by prayer and sacrifice we can reach all men and contribute to the salvation of the entire world. This is why Pope John Paul II exclaims, let us be generous with our time in going to meet him. May our adoration never cease.